Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WIPR Senior News Analyst and columnist for the Daily Record. My guest is Bethany Rogers of the News Post in Frederick. Bethany, you've been doing some really good work here on the registration choices that people are making. Many of them are deciding they don't want to have anything to do with either party. Tell us what you've found and what you think is happening in the rest of the state.
What I found was that hundreds of Frederick County residents over the past year switched their party affiliation from whatever they were before, basically to become unaffiliated. From June 2013 through this last May, more than 1,100 county residents changed to unaffiliated. So when I started looking into this, I found that this was part of more of a statewide trend. The number of unaffiliated voters statewide has continued to grow over recent years, and now we have more than 600,000 unaffiliated voters statewide. And when I started to drill down into this and actually talk to voters, I found that one of the main reasons was they were just tired of partisan bickering, negative campaigning, and a lot of them just felt like the two-party system, that they didn't fit into either category, that they just really wanted independence from both parties and to be able to participate in the general election.
Well, Bethany, I see that you have spoken to our friend Herb Smith, who says who says this is what happens when you have a lot of politicians behaving badly.
Yes.
or not behaving at all. I'm referring now to the gridlocks, which a lot of people mentioned to you.
A lot of people were looking to the federal government, especially to Congress and to the gridlock there, to the government shutdown last year and sequestration and perceived inability to really get things done at all levels of government as, you know, part of their reason for leaving the Republican and Democratic Party and just going to an independent status.
I think it's an interesting thing to think about, given the fact that we're all expecting a pretty low turnout this year. You know, people feel left out and then they just walk away, perhaps.
Yeah, and that was another interesting question that came up while I was reporting, was the number of people who are now going to be unable to participate at all in the primary because they are unaffiliated. So we have more than 600,000 voters, as I mentioned, statewide who are unaffiliated. And in most areas, they're really not going to be able to participate at all in the elections. In Frederick County, they're only going to be able to cast votes for the local boards of elections, which does not have a party affiliation. So the question of whether parties are going to choose to open up their primaries to reengage these voters kind of came up, and I've seen conversation about that kind of reignited recently.
Well, it's really a good conversation, actually, because people are saying to elected officials, shape up a little bit because you're losing us.
Yeah, I know the Maryland Republican Party has recently looked at the idea of opening their primaries to unaffiliated voters to try to kind of draw some of these voters back into the fold. And then I just saw that in a radio interview this week that the Lieutenant Governor Anthony Brown mentioned that he's open to that idea as well. So I think you have this conversation happening across political spectrums.
Bethany, it's really good having you with us. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
For Bethany Rogers, I'm Fraser Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WIPR, your NPR news station.